Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Is It, Murph? Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Hannah Anders. We'll talk with Hannah about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be fun. And with that being said, since I'm flying solo today, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Hannah Anders to the show. Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And thank you for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I've just got to tell you, I'm right off the top. That song that we just played, it is a jam. Oh, my good Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It is such a jam. I may have to crank that up. I'm rolling through Nashville next week.
Hey, there you go. That's right. Turn it up.
Oh, man. You know, I teased a little bit in the opener, and we were talking a little bit about this off air, but you've got a new music coming soon, don't you?
I do. I've got a new album coming out next Thursday, the 6th. I am
awesome.
So excited about it.
Awesome. What I like to do to start off pretty much every interview is just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into the music industry in the first place.
Sure. Well, I'm Hannah Anders, and I grew up in Georgia, grew up in the middle of nowhere, Georgia. It's not the middle of nowhere now. It's really built up, and I grew up in Forsyth County, Georgia, and so I was sort of innately exposed to country music really early, but my parents say I just kind of came into the world of performer. I would sing everything my mom said, and I was always acting and pretending I was a character, and so they kind of knew really, really early that I sort of had a love for performing in front of people, and they were really great about nurturing that. And then as I went on, I started to write music when I got into high school, and up to that point I had done music lessons and piano and voice and, you know, had done school plays and things like that, but really started getting into writing my own music in high school, and that's when I really started to record as well. And then I decided I wanted to really study a little bit more and learn more about the music industry. So I moved to Nashville, and I went to Belmont University, and I did my undergraduate in voice, and got my first record deal when I was 21 here in Nashville, and I have been in and out of amazing opportunities since then, and have written tons of songs and toured, and just become my life. I don't know if I would know how to do another life at this point. So I just kind of came into the world a little performer.
Awesome. So that sort of leads into my next question, which I think you kind of might have answered. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now if you weren't in the industry?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, people ask me that, and I love a lot of things. Like, I love me some crime investigation shows on Lifetime, so, like, maybe I'd be a detective. there's so many things I love, and I have a lot of hobbies, but as far as, like, day in, day out, gosh, I just don't know. I can't see it any other way. Can't see it any other way.
You know, just the same with me in this radio show. Even though this is just a sort of a hobby for me at this point, and has been for the last 6 years, it's kind of my a quote unquote side hustle, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
If you had told me even 6 years ago that I'd be in radio doing this, what I love, talking to incredibly talented people, I'd have slapped you and laughed at you.
Yeah, I hear ya.
And it's like you said, I'm now 6 years deep into this. I can't see myself doing anything else.
There you go. So you totally understand.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. I wanted to talk a little bit about Nashville and the town itself. I mean, aside from the obvious music industry, what drew you to Nashville?
Well, originally, school. I lived in Georgia, and I had learned about Belmont University, And so I was really interested in going to school there, and it was really Belmont that drew me to Nashville first. And obviously I knew it was a major music hub, and that was really exciting for me. But I hadn't really spent any time in Nashville prior to going to college here. So when I moved here when I was 18, I just fell in love with it. First of all, anytime you go to college in a town, it's got a special place for you because your college friends are always really special, and it's just a great time in your life. But I really loved the access to great writers and great musicians and how much music was around. And I was here for a few years, and then I actually moved to Los Angeles, and I was in Los Angeles for the last handful of years. And that was mostly just for a change of scenery and a difference of perspective on my music and on myself, and just moved back to Nashville in November. So it's definitely always been kind of home for me. And I think I always intuitively knew that, at some point I'd probably be back here. So I am happy to be back. And it has changed so much in the time I was gone. And now Nashville's like this major foodie scene, and there's great restaurants. And so it's really like blossomed into this just really cool, cool town. And it's always been cool, but it's really growing into itself. And that's really cool to see.
You know, I heard somewhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Nashville's like, it's like either the third or fourth fastest growing city in the nation.
I believe that. Yeah,
it's,
I believe that.
It's crazy. At my first time in Nashville, some family members had a little condo just kind of right outside the city. And that was the first year. That was the first year that the Predators were in town, 98, 99, and to see it grow from that to what it is today is just mind blowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I wanted to ask. Has there ever been a moment in your career, whether it's on stage, in the studio, or in a writing room somewhere, where you're just like, is this actually my life right now?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I've absolutely had those moments. They usually happen on tour. And they usually happen out on the road, you know, when you're just get to be in this just like beautiful place, or this, like, we toured a lot in the UK and Ireland for a couple of years. And like, there were several moments in that where I was like, is this really my life right now? Like, I'm in the middle of this beautiful resort in Ireland that we're being put up in, and we're getting to headline this festival, and people are so awesome, and like, they want to hear our music. And definitely, like, I've had a few of those moments. They almost always happen, though, like I said, on the road. I don't generally have them in the studio. I'm like, I'm really self-critical in the studio, and when I'm writing, I get like super focused. And those moments, I feel like, okay, I've got a job to do now, and I'm creating, and I'm less sort of out of body in those moments. But when I'm on stage, I definitely get some like cool out of body moments. I'm like, whoa, this is what I get to do for. This is my job today. Like, this is awesome. So yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I noticed you said that you toured in Ireland. How cool was that?
The coolest. It didn't get cooler than that.
Ireland, Scotland, England, and Australia are four countries that are on my bucket list. So
there you go. Well, those are great, great bucket list countries.
You know, and I've seen most of the U.S. because I've seen 29 of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in the country. So
wow.
I've seen most of the U.S. at this point. So
awesome. That's awesome.
But I wanted to ask you too, and I ask people this all the time, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, it's really a good question. It's so easy to say that, especially in an industry where, you know, you don't always deal with the most ethical people, and you can't help but run into people that are trying to take advantage of you. And in that, you make some decisions unknowingly that can feel a bit like detours off your path. But at the same time, I don't think that you can really grow into a knowledgeable and informed business person in the music industry or really evolve as an artist if you don't go through those experiences. So as much as I could tell you, yeah, you know, there was this person that came into my life and I wish that I had had the foresight to just kind of keep walking, I didn't know better at the time, and I know better now because of that experience. So I think ultimately, no, I stand where I stand because of everything. While some of those things were really hard to go through, they, you know, they make you stronger.
I'm glad you brought that up about shady characters in the industry, because I feel like generally, and I may be completely naive on this, but I feel like generally 85% or 90% of the people in the country music industry are genuinely good people, you know. And I was talking to somebody pretty prominent in the industry back in May on the show, and she told me, she said country artists generally don't and won't put up with another artist acting like a diva.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. At the end of the day, you know, people get successful enough and they get away with a little bit more. It's just the world that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, generally speaking, this crowd, this industry has a lot less patience for that behavior, for sure. For sure it does.
Yeah. So, as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you, whether that's in your personal life, professional life, what inspires you?
You know, on the days that I am tired and I don't think I've got a lot of fight in me, there's just an immense amount of people around me. I have really good people around me, and I think that's really important when you do anything in your life. Everyone should have good people around them. But I think it's especially true in an industry where people are always kind of making you question yourself and how you present in the world. And so on the days that I don't have much in me, I think of all those people that have faith in me and have sacrificed for me or who are on my team and are working really hard on my behalf. And I just think of them and that they're – I don't want their faith in me to be in vain. And so those are the things that motivate me on the hard days. And on the good days, it is just, and it's an internal calling. It's something in my cellular level that is driven every single day to get up and make music and be in front of people performing and, you know, play with my band and record songs. And so it's just kind of a drive I've always had, but it's definitely, you know, magnified by the amount of people that are on the sort of Hannah Anders team at this point and really wanting to honor their time and their belief in me. And that helps, because there are days where you're tired and, you know, you don't want to do it. You know, that day you're over it. And there's a lot to be said for thinking of the people that love you, you know.
You know, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but you can definitely count me as somebody that is rooting so hard for you.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. I appreciate that.
There is nothing that I enjoy more than seeing good people succeed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I feel like, especially with what I do in radio, if I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, the next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job, you know?
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, artists need people like you who, the indie artists, you know, that don't have the major label backing to give them a voice and an opportunity to share their story. And so I think that that's really great. And I think that's a noble thing that you're doing.
You know, and I say this to people all the time, but I'll say it again. I will do everything in my power to make sure independent artists are heard out there. I will do everything in my power to make sure that happens.
Awesome. I think that's great. Well, thank you. On behalf of independent artists everywhere, we appreciate that.
So, a couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap. When everything is said and done with your career, 30, 40 years down the road, whenever that might be, and you've won CMA Awards, ACM Awards, everything. What impact or legacy would you like to have on the industry?
Oh, such a good question. Such a good question. So, you know, I would love when people think of my career to think of a person that had a strong voice, that told the real stories, that was honest about her life, that wasn't afraid to confront the truth of the world we live in and lifted other people up and supported them and gave them a voice when they didn't think they had one. I really think artists have a really big responsibility. It's not only about telling our story. I think that's really important, obviously. But I think that what we don't realize is that our story is in sync with so many people and what so many people go through, and to allow the human experience to come into your music and to allow other people's stories to come in and to allow your story to be given away to them, for them to take it on and make it their song that they lean on in a rough time, you know, to be able to walk away from your career and know that you touch people's lives, that they could come up and say, hey, you wrote this song and I was going through a divorce, or I lost somebody I loved, and this got me through it. You know, that's the legacy. That's really all we can hope for, is that our music leaves an impact with the people that listen, and that you freely in your soul give it away to them as a gift, and that's really our job. And if I can have that impact, I will consider it a life well lived.
You know, I've got a quick story for you on that note.
Yeah.
I have a quick story for you. Back in 2016, I went through a traumatic experience back in 2016 where I spent 2 weeks in intensive care. Okay. It was bad. And it was right around that time that the song Fat Like a Girl from Akaylee Shore was just getting some airtime on SiriusXM and stuff. It was getting popular. So about a year after my intensive care stay, I had messaged Kaylee on social media and told her how that song got me through that time. But and this is a really full circle moment for me. Back in May, I was at a Song Suffragette show where Kaylee was playing, and I got to tell her that story in person. So it
cool.
was, and it literally took everything in me not to start bawling like a baby.
Yeah, that's
so
cool. That's a cool moment.
Yeah. That was kind of my quote unquote music heals moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's in your personal life or a professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Gosh, you know, I've been given a lot of good advice. I've been given some bad advice. But I've been given a lot of good advice. You know, I think I played a show with Keith Anderson last year, and he took me aside afterwards, and he said, look, you know, he basically what he said, and then I'll interpret kind of what I took from that. But what he said was, you know, don't let them wear you out. Wear them out before they wear you out. And it kind of sat with me for a second. I said, wear them out. And, you know, here's what I took from that, is that this is an endurance run. This industry is not necessarily about who is the most talented. It's just not. Or there would be so many people we don't know about that would have the spotlight. It is a, can you run longer than everybody else? Can you keep your endurance up when everything is against you? You know, when the industry is trying to beat you down, your competition is trying to beat you down, can you hold your head up and keep running? And that's really what I took from that, is just keep moving. You know, don't get out of line. Don't lose your place in line. Keep trucking forward. You know, these are the things that you've got to hold on to on those days that you're like, what am I doing? To remember that you've got, if nothing else, you've got to keep jogging at least, you know. Keep moving.
Right. You know, and I've definitely had those days myself in radio where I'm like, why am I doing this? This is getting nowhere, you know. Something's going to happen, you know. But
absolutely.
But it's like you said, the main reason I do this is not for my own notoriety or a fame or lack thereof, but I do this for the artists and the listeners.
Motivation, you know, you'll always be happy doing it.
Right. You know, I want to talk a little bit about your upcoming music. You said it's being released next Thursday or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever.
Yep, September 6th, next Thursday.
What's the name of the album, if you can say?
Yeah, the album is going to be called Good Time.
Nice. You know, and I'll definitely be buying me a copy of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
You know, and something else I wanted to say, too, before we wrap. Every Friday at 4:30, I host what's called Indie Country Radio, where I'll take my top three favorite independent songs of the week. I'll play them. I'll spotlight the artists. I'll do all that. I'm gonna play a Turn It Up on that show soon.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I think with that, I think we're gonna wrap things up. But thank you again so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Well, thank you again so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. But before we do let you go, where can listeners find you online if they want to follow you and keep up with you?
Yeah, follow me at Hannah Anders Music, and Hannah is HANNAH. Anders Music, and Twitter at Hannah Anders, hannahanders.com, and we're on Spotify and iTunes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this, and like I said, Anna, I am rooting so hard for you to succeed in this industry.
Well, I really, really appreciate that so very much, and I thank you for having me on and for your great questions and for the support. It is so, so, so important to me, and it really means a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. You, my friend, are going to be a rock star in this industry.
Thank you. Here's hoping. I'm doing everything I can.
Oh, you definitely are, and I definitely in the 30 plus minutes that we spoke, I definitely consider you a very dear friend.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
But I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime you ever want to come back on, okay?
Okay. I thank you so much. Thank you for that, and thanks for having me on, and you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Hannah, okay?
Okay. Okay. That's
all right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Hannah Anders. A couple things. Next week, next Tuesday, I think next Tuesday at least, Craig will be back. There will be no Indie Country Radio next Friday because your boy will be in Nashville, which I am like so looking forward to at this point. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.